here's some breaking news. You have perfect church attendance in 2024. Corny, cheesy pastor jokes. Tell your neighbor, say, I've been in church all year. Say, I've been in church all year. Haven't missed one Sunday, bro. 100% attendance. Let's keep it going all year. Just joking. Hey, oh, no, not just joking. Well, if you go on vacation, go on vacation. You're more nicer. Go on vacation. Anyway, but welcome to 2024, first Sunday of the new year. My name is Josiah. I'm the lead pastor of Freedom House Church, in one church in multiple locations, Fullerton, Irvine, online, Espanol, soon to come to Anaheim. And we're live with Irvine. What's up, Irvine? I love you so much. If you're here for the first time again, welcome, welcome, welcome. Please grab a red bag. We'd love to get to know you. But today is a specific Sunday because every year, I always ask the Lord, really, God, what would you say to us as a church corporately, and how will that play out individually? And so I want to share with you, today's going to be very unique, okay? So let's get the keyboard player a stool, because you're going to be up here the whole time. So let's get you a stool. Your legs are going to hurt, amen? Or at least we're going to get a leg workout today, amen? Over there as well in Irvine. But I want you to stay up for the whole time, because I'm going to share today. Yes, it's a teaching. Yes, I have an outline, but it's more of an impartation. It's more of an instruction and inspiration. So if you normally come on Sundays, you know how we get down, but every so often I approach it in a very unique way. And so you may be seated all across our campuses. Have a seat, have a seat. And we're going to journey through this, because as today, like I said, it's going to be very inspirational, but also instructional, that it's going to build us up to give us a strategic plan. I said it, you know, it's one thing to go into a new year. However, a new year is to have a strategy, more importantly, a prophetic strategy to accomplish what God has for your life. And so I want to read this verse here. And this is one of my opening text verses that I'm going to teach from. We're going to read a lot of Bible today. Don't you worry. We don't study the Bible this morning. Don't worry about that. We study God's word. You didn't come here for man's word. You came here for God's word. Shout amen. And so I want to read to you here out of Isaiah chapter 43. I think that's the wrong verse there. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. Because you might say, well, Pastor Josiah, why do you always get excited for a new word? Or you might say, why should I get excited for a new year? I'm going to tell you why. Because the Bible tells us very specifically that God is into doing new things. We don't serve a God that only likes repeating the old thing. I'm going to read it to you here, and I want you to grab a hold of this and embrace it. But in verse 18, it says, forget the former things. Tell your neighbor, forget about it. Just like that. Forget about it. He's like, forget the former things. Now, 2023, it's the past. But if we're not careful, we will actually carry the past, and it will affect our future. We will carry things into new places or new years that God wants to do something new, but he can't do something new because we are holding on to the old thing. The requirement for a new thing is, first, you got to let go of the old thing. You got to let go of all the old offenses. Oh, I got, and amens went down there. You got to let go of old grudges, any unforgiveness. You got to let go of any habits, any addictions. You got to let go of any reoccurring thoughts. And you got to let go of even some friendships that are not feeding your future. Oh, I got quiet up in here. You got to say, I love you, but I can't roll with you because you ain't feeding where I'm headed. You're just feeding where I used to be. Come on, somebody. That's just real talk. You have to forget the former. So I can't even talk about a new year until you say, I'm going to let go of 2023. It's not going to happen. And I'll even say the other side of the coin, because one side of the coin is you have to forget anything that's going to hinder you in the negative connotation, but you also have to forget even the good achievements. Because like 2023 was a great year. I'm going to be honest. It was a great year for me personally. One of the greatest years I had in business, greatest years in investments. I mean, it was just a great, amazing year revival. God was moving. And I mean, we took our punches. Don't get me wrong. But it was a year the devil thought he was going to set us back, but he had to pay back seven times. Come on, somebody. And so let me just encourage some of y'all. If 2023 was a great year, watch me now. You even have to forget about those successes. Because you can get caught up in past achievements
and live off of those achievements that hinder you from greater achievements that God wants to do in your future. You got to let go of it. Like whatever you did last year, you're going to be like, you know what? That was great, but that was last year. And that is not going to be my limit. I'm going to believe God for something greater for the new year that's going to be even better. Come on, somebody. Like, I'm going to trust him for that. And you have to let it go. Because if not, you ever met the people that always talk about the good old days? Those are the good old days, the good old days. Stop living off yesterday's manna. I don't want to have testimonies back in 1995. Well, it's not 1995 no more. That was yesterday's revival. I want today's move of God. We serve a now God. He says now faith. Someone say today. So I'm not going to live off yesterday's testimonies. I'm going to say thank God for that, but I'm ready for something new. So one more time, forget about it. Come on, say forget. So I'm going to forget the former things. And the only way to forget, like I can't even move on here, is you got to let go. So like if I was holding a balloon, what is the only way that balloon can fly away? What do I have to do? Let go. And as long as I do this, I can't. And many of us will step into 2024 holding on to it. But you got to let it go. Watch this. Can this hand get anything while it's holding on to something? The only way is if I let go. So here's what we're going to do. Everybody put your hand out just like this. Put your hand like that. Okay, are you ready? I want you to picture a balloon in your hand. And in that is filled with all of the junk from 2023. In there's filled the offenses, the grudges, the letdowns, the hard days, the things that are like, I can't, if I'm going to have a new year, I can't take it with me. Okay, and even in there is going to be successes. We're going to let it go. Say, you know what? That was yesterday. I'm going to let it go. So are you guys ready? Okay, when I count to three, we're going to let it go. Here you go. Ready? One, two, three. Let it go. Let it go. Some of you are like this. No, no, let it go. Let it go. It's gone. There it goes. Look at it, flying away. It's gone. Come on, clap because it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Come on. Just, even if you got to shake it off a little bit. Sacúdate en español. Sacúdate. Come on. It's gone. That's it. The Bible says you got to shake your he told disciples, if you ever go to a city where you're not wanted, he says, put the dust off your feet and move on. Some of you just got to, I think there's a song, Shake It Off or something. Anyhow, all right. I ain't even going to sing that. I don't want that going viral. Anyway, you just got to let it go, all right? And so now the Bible says, verse 18, all from the scripture, okay? Again, empowering, okay? I'm preparing you for a new year. The Bible says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. It's gone. So watch the next verse now, verse 19. Then the Lord says, see, I am doing. What type of thing is God doing? A new thing. I know you did not come to church on the first Sunday of 2024, logging online for an old thing. How many have come for a new thing? Come on, yes, say amen. We're here for a new thing. And this is where God dwells. He dwells in the new thing. But what happens to us is we tend to dwell in the old thing. And that limits God doing a new thing. God says, I'm doing new things. And so how can I get excited? Why, Pastor, why you get excited? Is it just kind of like a big hoopla, new year, blah, blah, here we go, everybody's resolution. No, it's because God's word says he does new things. And God, if you have something new for my life, something you want to bring into my marriage, into my mind, into my soul, into my kids' kids, God, I want the new thing. Someone say new thing. I want that new thing. But if you're married, keep the same spouse. I just had to, because some people, yeah, I mean, it's church world's crazy. Like, that was a word. The Lord told me a new thing. You can have a new marriage with the same spouse. God will put a new love, put a new fire, put a new shoo in you. Okay. Someone say new thing. Amen. All right. So I want to, God, do something fresh in my marriage. Amen. Give me butterflies again every time I see Pastor Marie. Come on, sir. You know, someone say new thing. A service over. I'm going home. No, I'm joking. All right. Just joking. Hey, focus. That's a joke. That's a joke. Okay. So the Bible says, where does God dwell? He dwells in the, it is a powerful thing when God forgives your past, but God does his greatest work when he creates your future. Did you hear what I just said? It's a powerful thing when God forgives your past, but he does his greatest work when he begins to create your future. He begins to architect it, design it. That's what makes serving God exciting. Like, don't get me wrong, there's a season where God's healing you of your past, but I'm telling you, the most exciting part is when you just work with God to design your future. It's exciting. It's like, it's exhilarating. Like, you cannot wait to say, okay, God, what's next? what you gonna do next? And I'm telling you, God always does greater, because he goes from glory to glory, from strength to strength. God don't take you from weakness to weaker. God always takes you from strength to strength. And in case you're wondering, well, what can God do with me? This is what he says. He says, it's going to spring up. Watch verse 19. Do you not perceive it? He says, I'm going to make a way in the wilderness, and I'm going to make streams in the wasteland. What does God mean? That means God says, I will use your mess, and I will turn it into a miracle. God says, I will go where there's nothing you think nothing can be birthed. God says, from there, I will do something if you bring it to me. Amen? And so this is what we're doing. We're bringing it to God. I said, God, we're bringing it to you, Father, because I want to see what you're doing. It's a very simple but powerful prayer. He says, see, I'm doing it. Someone just say, Lord, I want to see what you're doing. And say, I want to see that new thing. That's what we want to see. And this is something that is so important, because the new thing doesn't have a name. God just calls it a thing because it's prophetic. You haven't even seen it yet. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor entered into the mind what God has prepared for those who love him. Like, there are things that you don't even know. God just says it's a thing, but if you get connected to me, I'm gonna show you that thing. Come on. So God wants to do this. And so every year I begin to seek God, what is that new thing? And I want you to have that same hunger and expectation of God. What's that new thing? And so for me, about the end of October, coming into November, is when I start really praying and say, God, what would you say to our church corporately? For those that I pastor, those that I pour into, those that I get the honor of shepherding at Freedom House. And what would you say to us corporately that could then be assimilated individually into your family? And for the past 15 years, God has given a specific word. And I'd say last year was one of those words where I said it was a year of revival rain. Well, I didn't say, God said it was a year of revival rain. And y'all know it rained more last year than any year. And I was like, man, Lord, you speaking up in here, you know? And this is what we declared, if you remember. I'm getting even chills right now, not because the AC's on. I'm telling you, God told me it's going to be the year of revival rain for Southern California. It's for our church. That it'll be a year his rain would come, and what happens in the naturally happened in the spiritual. The drought was over in California, and I believe that God is still going to continue that revival. It's moving. Someone say, these are things prophetically we speak into the atmosphere, okay? Like, this is for real. For those, the Bible says, if you honor the prophetic, that the prophetic will come true. The Bible says a prophet is worth double honor. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the mantle of the prophetic. If you put that honor on the prophetic, it will empower your life. And so this is a prophetic word that God gave me. And some of you might know pathetic. That's something else. I'm talking about prophetic, okay? That's when God deals with your future. And so I began seeking God. And every year it's been getting like more and more. That's one of been my prayers, is God increase the prophetic gift in my life. But this year, as I began to pray, I started reading my Bible, and I know there's some school of thoughts where they think God doesn't speak. Don't adopt that false doctrine. Okay, God still speaks. It's just you ain't listening, okay? God still speaks, all right? Now, of course, God speaks through his word, right? The Bible is the verbal, plenary, authoritative word of God. Yes, God speaks through his word, but God will also speak to you in visions and dreams. Bible says in Joel 2:20, also in the book of Acts, that in the last days he'll pour out his spirit upon all people. He says your sons and daughters will prophesy. He says that your old men and young men will have visions and dreams. God will give you visions. He will speak to you. Just put a good amen right there, okay? And so God will speak to you. And as I was praying, and it takes me, I'm going to be honest with you, when I want to hear from God, like for real, I got to get into intense prayer. Okay, some of y'all are like, God talks to me to order a cheeseburger. God bless you. But man, I'm like, when I want to hear like a word, there's an emptying that has to take place, okay? And so I started praying. Of course, I always read my Bible when I want to hear from God, because again, his word is his voice. And God started taking me to different scriptures, and I'll just kind of sum it up. But here's the verse God took me to, Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 2. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 2. And man, I can't wait to share this with y'all, okay? Some of you going to grab it. No, all y'all going to grab it. We all going to grab it. It's going to be a great year. Some of you already saw it on YouTube, but that's okay. Let me break it down to you. Here's what the Bible says, Isaiah 54, 2. It says, the Lord said this, and God started telling me, and many of you know we got big things we're believing God for. And he says, enlarge the place of your tent. In other words, enlarge it. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Then this is the sentence that just hit me. Do not hold back. Someone say, I'm not going to hold back. Tell your neighbor, say, don't hold back this year. Say, don't hold back this year. Okay? He says, do not hold back. He said, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Someone say lengthen, and someone say strengthen. Lengthen and strengthen. Lengthen and strengthen. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stake. Next verse 3. Then he says this. He says, for you will spread out to the right and to the left. Your descendants will dispossess of nations and settle in their desolate cities. In other words, there are areas that are desolate that we're going to occupy his kingdom. And man, I just started praying and seeking God, and God began to show me. And I want to read this to you, what I wrote in my prayer time. And God began to show me that this would be a year where he's going to really begin to work on thinking, on faith, on perspective, on opportunities, on footprint, on reach, on capacity. And these words just like, as I was praying and writing, and I just felt I couldn't stop, like crying and chills. And ooh, it's like, and God began to talk to me about lengthening and strengthening and about stretching and not holding back. And God started working on me about this enlarging the tent. And many of you know we're going after a former Walmart to make it into the house of God. And we're going after big things, y'all, giants in the land, and personalized. I know some of you are believing God for big things, but it's going to take beyond our own capacities. And as I started praying, God started just, I felt this expanding, this expansion. And then God just, I was like, is it expansion, Lord? And as I felt it, I felt like, no, because it's not a me thing. It's a him thing. And so God started speaking to me, and I finally, Lord, just dropped it in. And here it is for our church, that 2024 is going to be a year of kingdom expansion. It's going to be a year of kingdom expansion. Listen to me. We're going to be breaking down this in weeks to come, but it's going to be a year of kingdom expansion. And here's what I wrote, what the Lord downloaded in my prayer time. God is looking to expand his kingdom through prophetic people, through families, marriages, businesses, young people, anyone who is willing to let him in and take control. I started seeing worldwide distribution. I started seeing reach, your circle, even friends, different currencies coming to you, market knowledges, different nationalities. I started seeing uncharted waters and even lands in the spiritual that have not been walked by anyone in your family before, realms in the spirit that have not been accessed by anyone in your family before. God is going to expand you to occupy those territories. You have not entered into it yet, but you're going to see it this year. And those that have tried to box you in, those that have attempted to stop you, will have to move over in the year of kingdom expansion, because God's anointing, they will have no choice. In fact, they are being forced out right now because God is making a way, and the kingdom expansion is going to come to his kingdom people that are kingdom minded, kingdom filled, to expand his kingdom. Shout amen. If you receive it, say hallelujah. Kingdom expansion. Kingdom expansion. And so here are five ways I want you to prepare for a new year. Number one, write this down, is I want you to embrace this prophetic word, okay? Embrace this prophetic word. Embrace prophetic word. Embrace the prophetic. Don't be afraid of the prophetic. Embrace prophetic, because the Bible is a prophetic book. God is always speaking to where you're headed. But this is what I saw, is that back to Isaiah 52 was lengthen and strengthen. Someone say lengthen. Someone say strengthen. That God wants to strengthen and expand and to stretch you. And what I saw, okay, is that the Bible says that he tells them, go back to verse 2, he says, enlarge the place of your tent. Now, in context, God was telling his people, this was actually a prophetic word to a barren woman who had always been raised in a small thinking. And some of us, the reason we've been barren is we have been surrounded in a web of small thinking. And God was telling her, it's a metaphor, that it's time to stretch. It's time to break out of molds that have been placed on you. Go places no one's ever gone in your family, in the spiritual realm, and things that God wants to do. And he tells them this. He says, lengthen your cords. Now, why is that? Because everyone has a capacity. Tell your neighbor, you have a capacity. Okay, you have a capacity. And the capacity that you have right now has gotten you to the place where you are today. Okay? And the place you are today, thank God for it. You might say, well, I'm not where I want to be. Well, at least you're not who you used to be. Say amen. Come on. Yeah. Well, some of y'all, we still need you to change. Anyway, okay, just kidding. So, we all have a capacity, a cord, right? And this cord, for my note takers, this cord speaks about the width, the breath. And I'm not talking about your physical breath, I'm talking about the breath, the width. And this speaks to our how far we can stretch. how far God could use us, how far we can currently handle, right? And this is where it's at. And the lengthening of cords speaks to the width. The strengthening of stakes is talking about a wooden steak, not the steak you eat. You're like, we having steaks? I'll take a ribeye. Okay. That's talking about a steak. He says you have to lengthen the cord and you got to strengthen these stakes if you're going to go as far as I want you to reach. Because God's like, you have that, but the Lord is like, I have this in mind. All the way over here. And you have built your tent, AKA your life, in this realm of this capacity here. But God's like, I want you to go here, but you can't reach it. And I mean this with all my heart. There is some of you, there is so much redemptive potential in you. What do I mean by redemptive potential? Things that you gave to the enemy, or years, or things that were robbed from the enemy, that God says, I have a redemptive potential that I can redeem that, and I want to stretch it to this capacity, but you don't have it here. God's like, I need to lengthen your cords. And so what the Lord showed me is that this year, what God's going to do, year of kingdom expansion, God's like, I got all the rope you need. He's the God of all resource. He's the God of all strength. He's the God, come on, that can, he's the way maker who can heal my marriage, heal my mind, save my kids. Come on, he's the God that can put every broken piece together. He is still the resurrected king who resurrects dead things. Say amen. And what I feel for those who receive this word is God says, I am going to expand this year. He's going to do it for Freedom House Church. He says, I am going to expand if you're willing to stretch to the point where you will enlarge the place. Enlarge the place where now God says the tent that we're going to build for your family will be spaces and places that no one has ever occupied before in your generational family. Where you have felt hindered, God says he, but get ready to stretch. He will expand it because he's the God of more. He's the God that can begin to do this, but it's going to take seeking him. Come on, someone say amen. And so I want to give you this prophetic picture here, okay? Because this is something that God began to show me. Like I said, many obviously we're expanding. We're doing some things that are amazing, but it's a kingdom expansion. And it's going to come to him. So how are we going to do this? Point number two, write this down. How do we get that gap to come into our lives? Here's how. Is through prayer and through fasting. Prayer and fasting. Well, Pastor Josiah, how does kingdom expansion, how does this make sense to me individually? It's through prayer and fasting. Because this is what begins to loosen cords, begin to bring breakthrough into your life. Matthew chapter 17, verse 14 through 21, the Bible says this. It says, and when they had come, this is Jesus speaking, okay? Why do we need to pray and fast, Pastor Josiah? Many of you know next week we're going to begin our 21 days of fasting, but here's why. It says, and when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him, being Jesus, saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely. It says, for he often falls into the fire and into the water. Verse 16, so I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and how long should I bear with you? Bring him here to me. Jesus is like, they can't handle that, bring him to me. Verse 18, and then Jesus, what did he do? He rebuked the demon and it came out of him and the child was cured from that very hour. Here's what I need you to pay attention. They thought it was a natural battle. Jesus made it a spiritual battle. Some sicknesses, and I would even say dysfunctions in your life, are not natural problems. They are demonic problems that need to be rebuked and handled spiritually. Four claps, that's okay. Because other people are like, they're like, we couldn't cure him. Yeah, because this battle is not a natural battle. This battle is a spiritual battle. So Jesus went and rebukes the demonic power that was trying to bring sickness, dysfunction into their home. Now, let me talk real quick to the dads. Where are all the dads at? Come on, dads. There are some times where you got to step into your home and you have got to take a spiritual authority that this is not something by the money you make, by the position you have, by the smarts you got, and you have got to learn to rebuke every devil to get its hands off your family, your home, your children. I wish I had a couple of men of God up in here. Come on, men of God. That know. It's like, and also women of God too. Okay, women of God, sorry. Fiercely feminine women of God. All right. But we have to, because it's spiritual. Now watch what Jesus said. Okay, it gets gooder. Watch this, okay? Gooder is not a word, it's my message. It says here. It says, the disciples then, verse 8:19, watch the disciples do. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and they're like, and said, why could we not cast it out? They're like, hey, Jesus, how come we couldn't do it? Like, break it down, but don't embarrass us. Just tell us on the down low. Like, what is it? Why couldn't we do it? And watch verse 20. He's going to tell him. He says, but Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. Number one, you didn't lack the faith. You didn't believe I could stretch that far. He says, assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here and there, and you will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. But watch verse 21. He says, however... Someone say, however, he says, this kind does not go out except by prayer and what? And he said, this kind. Someone say, this kind. There are certain this kinds in your life that will not come out except by prayer and fasting. You know what that this kind is. I don't know what that this kind is for your life. But there are certain this kinds that have been established, have been entrenched in your family lineage for generations. It took out your older brother or your older sister. It took out your parents' marriage. It took out your grandparent. It's taken out everyone around you. And this kind will not come out because you have more degrees or physical achievements. Now go and get school for those certain things that you need. But I'm talking about this kind of stuff because addiction don't matter if you're homeless or you live in mansions. Addiction comes to everybody. Amen. 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 Okay. And you need to know this, that this kind only comes out by prayer and by fasting. And I'm praying that you're going to be the one that it ran in your family till it ran into you. Come on. Because when you, come on somebody, you're going to be the kingdom expander in your family because this kind, come on somebody, is coming out by prayer and fasting. And so I want you to prepare yourself. Okay. Like I said, very instructional, but also scriptural. Is that next Sunday on the 14th, we are going to fast for 21 days. And I want you to prepare your heart, okay? And also prepare your stomach. Go eat a cheeseburger, then get ready for next week, okay? Prepare yourself and fast at whatever level. And we're going to fast for this kind. Now, what is fasting? Fasting is, you're going to go to our website, freedomhouseoc.org/fasting, and you're going to have all the information there. You can do, it's a 21-day, you can do a Daniel fast. What's a Daniel fast? It's where it basically no meats and no sweets, and you're a rabbit, basically, just anyway. So that's a Daniel fast. You can do, some people have done all water fast for 21 days. Obviously, consult your health and physicians. That's upon you. Don't be like, pastor told me to do it. I didn't tell you to do that. I told you to seek God and seek your health, okay? It's a crazy world we live in today, guys. Okay. You can do some type of sacrificial fast, you know, but it has to be a sacrifice. It's like my son. He's like, Dad, I'm a fast broccoli. I'm like, bro, you don't eat broccoli anyway. Yeah? Okay. The bigger the sacrifice, the bigger the blessing. So something you got to fast, or maybe you're, whatever it is, that you can, people have done like social media fast, but it has to be a sacrifice. And let me just encourage this. Take it up a level this year too. Okay. Like take it and say, you know what? Less of me, more of him. And let God speak to you what that is. And I'm telling you, don't ask me. I don't try to wrap my head around it. I just have to wrap my heart around it. That whenever I've fasted, the Bible says God, he breaks the yoke, he unties the cords, and miracles take place. Why? Because it honors God and God honors faith. Come on, somebody. So we're gonna fast. Okay, so prepare yourself. And then number three, write this down. I'm almost done here. Write it down. And if you're gonna have a 2024 that's gonna be a new year, I'm trying to give you practical help here, is you have to walk under an anointing in 2024. Walk under an anointing. What is the anointing? The anointing, for my note takers, write it down somewhere. The anointing means the supernatural empowerment of God. It is the supernatural empowerment of God. It's when you walk under a touch of God on your life. There's two ways you can walk this year. You can walk this year under your own strength, or you can walk this year under God's strength. Can I tell you which one's going to work out? God's strength, right? But the anointing is an actual process where we get anointed in a service, and also where we walk under God's obedience. But Psalms chapter 23, verse 5, the Bible says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. It says, you anoint my head with oil, and my cup, what happens to the cup? It overflows. It runs over. Why? Because when you walk under an anointing, what does that mean? A touch of God, an encounter with God, following God's principles. And we're going to anoint people with oil next Sunday, every single person that wants to be anointed, right? We're going to clean out, we're about to clean out Stater Brothers of all their Crisco oil. We're going to be like, come on now. And we're about to anoint every person that wants to be anointed. Our kids are even, they come to kids' church, our student pastor and our kids work, everyone's going to get anointed, because the Bible says when we anoint the head with oil, and it says in verse 6, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life and all the days of 2024. And he says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I like how the Bible says he'll prepare a table in the presence of your enemies, because when God starts to do the supernatural in your life in 2024, all your enemies, AKA your haters who said you'd never make it, all the people that said that you'll never go this far, all the people that said you were crazy, God says he's going to do it in front of all your haters, that they're going to have to sit at the table of God saying, look what I can do with what you thought would never do anything with their life. They never thought we'd make it. They said, what can happen out of a church in a living room? That man, they're never going to finish that building. They're never going to finish the Fullerton location. Well, they'll never start a church in Irvine. They'll never do Espanol. Well, now they say, we'll never get a Walmart. Watch what's going to happen, because I serve a God of the supernatural, and if he did it then, he'll do it again in a greater form. Shout amen. Tell somebody, I got an anointing. Just say that. I got an anointing. And so we're going to pray for this anointing over you, and I want you to walk under an anointing for 2024. I'm giving you practical instruction, biblical, right? How can we actually have a new year? Number 4, kingdom come nights. I'm just going to say this really quick, but you got to pray, okay? It's not enough just to say it. You got to pray it. You got to seek God, okay? And so Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, here's what Jesus told us to pray. This is what Jesus, he said, in this manner, therefore, what did he say? Therefore, pray. He said, pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Verse 10, he says, read it with me, your kingdom come, your will be done, where? On earth as it is where? In heaven. And so I want you to see this, leave the verse up there, that Jesus told us to pray for his kingdom to come. And I want to bring specific emphasis to where he says for us to pray that his will would be done on earth as it is where? In other words, you don't have to wait to go to heaven to experience heaven. That's what the Bible said. Because he said heaven can come on earth, but you got to seek him for his kingdom to come. And so you got to say, God, I want heaven, a little bit of heaven. Anybody need a little more heaven to come into their home? Anybody want the rules of heaven to come into your marriage? The rules of heaven to come into your mind? Anybody need a little more heaven in them kids? Oh, come on, clap for the kids, because them kids definitely need more heaven. Because Lord knows there's plenty of hell coming after them. He says that we can pray this. I'm not telling you this. Josiah ain't telling you this. Jesus is telling you this. And so we're having our kingdom come nights every Wednesday. If you're able to make it, get into our Fullerton campus, because we're going to pray, thy kingdom come. We're fasting. Let heaven come and invade our earth, wherever it is, your spaces, your place of work, your business, your mind, your dream, for heaven to invade earth. Because Lord knows we go through a lot of hell. Well, guess what? Hell's going to have to scoot over, because heaven and kingdom expansion is on its way. Come on. All right. What number am I on? Number 5. Okay, write this down. You need to take your next step with God. How to make 2024 a new year? How's it going to be a new year? It's not going to be a new year just because the date changed. It's going to be a new year because you take your next step with God. What that next step is for you, I don't know. Only you know what that next step is. I don't know. But there's a lot of practical things we've done at Freedom House, you know, things that we have done, methods and strategies to help you, to give you a plan. It's like going, you ever see people go to the gym, they got no plan? You know, they're like trying to do bench on the, you know, backwards. And it's like, what are you doing, man? I'm just trying to figure this out. You know, I'm going to get in shape somehow. You know what I mean? Okay. A lot of people come to church that way. They don't know, like, so we have things to help you to take your next step with God. And maybe this year it's baptism. Maybe this is the year you finally need to say, I'm gonna get baptized, I'm gonna dunk my past, and I'm gonna begin to serve God. Maybe it's salvation. In fact, we had a great testimony just happened last week where in Español campus, where a former Buddhist who was raised Buddhist had false gods and he finally decided to surrender. He didn't understand English. His wife would translate a little bit during the message, but the presence of God, he finally got saved, got baptized, and now is serving God. Come on, you ought to clap for that. Come on, somebody. That was his next step. Huge. Huge. In fact, his family cut him off. They said, but he's like, I need to serve this Jesus because he changed my life. I think that's pretty powerful, y'all. That's pretty powerful, y'all. What's your next step? Is it to get saved, to surrender? Is it to get baptized? What's your next step? Is it Bible college? Is it to finally get into your word? Is it to a growth track to learn your purpose, your spiritual gift? Is it to become finally a member of a church, to get planted? You know, is it fine to say, you know what, I'm not going to longer just visit churches. I'm going to plant myself in a church. Like, I'm going to make it my home church. This is where I'm planted. This is where I want to grow, whether it's your life, your marriage, your kids, your mind. You say, I'm going to get involved into a connect group, connect with some men, make some godly friends or women, connect with other women, make some sisters in Christ, and say, I'm going to finally do this, because your life will not change just visiting churches. It'll change when you're planted in a church. And I'm going to read you the scripture, okay? Everything we say is biblical. Psalms chapter 92, verse 13. Here's what the scripture says. It says, those who are what? Who visit the house of God. No. Those who what? Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall what? Shall flourish in the courts of our God. You see, those who are planted. And what it's like when you visit churches, again, nothing wrong looking for a church. So please don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I get it. If you're new to the area, or maybe you've gotten some things have transpired in your life, you're like, I'm looking for a church. Listen, I pray that you find the church. And if this is the one, plant yourself. But if not, find a church where you can be planted. Because what your life is, it's like a small tree in a pot. And as long as it's in a pot, it'll never grow to its full potential. You have to plant it in the soil. And when it finally gets into the soil, then its roots fully expand and it grows. And if you go from church to church, you're always going to be in a pot. I didn't say smoking pot. I said in a pot. Okay. And you're never going to break it. But if you say, that's it, this year, I'm going to get planted. And if this is your church, then I would say get planted. Be like, I'm going to serve. I'm going to give. I'm going to love. I'm going to build. I'm going to be planted. And watch what God will do when you come up under being planted in God's house. Come on, say amen. And so this is going to be a new year. Why? Not just because we're saying it, but we're going to take the steps towards doing it. Come on, it's the year of kingdom expansion. I said, it's the year of kingdom. I'm going to step over this. It's the year of kingdom expansion. God is going to lengthen us and he's going to strengthen us. God is going to stretch us and we're not going to hold back. Why? Because there are so much more that God's going to do through our lives, and we want that new thing. Amen? Here's what I want you to do. Stand to your feet and I want to pray. We're going to spend a few moments in prayer. And like I said, I got so much. I'm loaded, locked and loaded. Don't miss a Sunday. We might change services to 3-hour service times. Just joking. I'm not. Some of you are like, really? I might be planted somewhere else. I'm joking. All right. Just put your hands out just like this. Close your eyes. And let me just lead you in a moment of prayer for the year of kingdom expansion. Isaiah 52:2. I'm going to lead you through a prayer. Put it up there for me, team. Isaiah 52:2. Here it is. We're going to declare this for real, for real. The Bible says that them that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord says. And I declare you under the authority of Jesus Christ and the office of the prophetic, the fivefold ministry, the apostle, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists. And I operate in the office of the prophet. I've seen God give me words and they have come true. Sometimes they've been so scary how true they've come. And I'm telling you, I feel the Lord saying that this is going to be your kingdom expansion. God's going to stretch some of you. But it's because he's going to bring out the redemptive kingdom potential that has always been inside of you. What has been tried to be held back by people, by the enemy. This is going to be here. We're not going to hold back. And so I want you with your hands out to declare this with your eyes closed. Say, Lord, enlarge the place of my tent. Say, I'm going to make room. Say, stretch my curtains wide. Say, I'm not going to hold back. In fact, say it when I say, I'm not going to hold back. A year of not holding back. Say, lengthen my cords and strengthen my stakes. Say, lengthen and strengthen. I want to go deeper in you, God. Places in prayer I've never been before. Realms in the spirit that no one in my family has ever been to. In you. I want to strengthen my stakes. They're going to go deeper. My roots will go deeper in my word. Visions and dreams from you. Say it again, lengthen and strengthen. Next verse, we're going to strengthen our stakes. Say, for I will spread out to the right and to the left. Say, and my descendants will inherit the nations. Generations after me will inherit what I never had. Because this year will be the year of kingdom expansion. And say, and they will settle, they will occupy those places. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, lift your hands. Come on, let's sing this out just for a few minutes.
Thanks so much for watching our service at Freedom House OC. Don't forget to like and subscribe. It's always my honor, my wife's honor to bring you God's word. And I know that God's best is in your future. Make sure to share, click the bell icon so you're always up to date when new content comes out, because we want to be a blessing to your life. We want this channel to be a channel that feeds your future and leads you closer to God. Hey, we love you. God bless.